She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today. Well, we're joined now by Yoel Swan. She is a gifted author of the Indigo Journal, Spiritual Healing for Indigo Adults and Other Feminine Souls. Hello, Yoel. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me here.
So nice to have you. Many years ago, I saw a book. I think it was called Indigo Children, and it was very interesting, and it was about creativity and being sensitive and highly sensitive and receptive and intuitive, and I thought, oh my gosh, that's my kid. Talk to us about a little bit more about that, and am I on the right path?
Yes. Indigo souls were discovered, so to speak, during the 70s. Because a psychic saw this different color in the aura of certain kids. And so she started writing about it. And then these other authors published a book, The Indigo Children, The New Kids Have Arrived. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading that book when my daughter was born and thinking, wow, these kids aren't really special. They're just like me. and so I kind of dismissed the book for many, many years. Mm. And then I discovered, you know, through my own process that indigo souls are a specific soul type, and they're not new souls. We've been here for a very long time. And they are what I call feminine souls with certain masculine qualities. And so the feminine qualities of these soul types make us highly receptive, sensitive, intuitive, which are really basically the same quality on different levels, very empathic, compassionate, connected to nature, to animals, drawn to the metaphysical aspects of life, and especially creative and solution-oriented. These are all feminine qualities. And then the masculine qualities of indigos make us feel out of place, because we're really bound to the truth. And so all the manipulation and stuff that we see in the world does not make sense to us. We are also very driven by a sense of purpose. And searching for that purpose is what motivates us to keep going and gives us the strength to keep searching and inquiring and trying to discover who we are and what we're here to do. But at the same time, of course, we feel like, you know, out of place, like we don't fit in very easily.
Yes, and that can be tough.
Oh, yeah, it is tough.
And it sounds like you found your place, though, with spiritual healing. And talk to us about what that means.
Well, it took me many, many years, first of all, to discover that I was an indigo. And then I realized that through that process of, through that search and self-exploration, I had acquired a variety of tools to navigate life, you know, to make it easier for me to function in the world and accomplish things and connect to others, even though I still felt quite out of place and the world still didn't make much sense to me. So I kind of gathered all those tools, all the process of healing myself together, and then was prompted to write this book to offer some of these tools to a greater audience. These are things that my clients, my spiritual counseling clients, receive, you know, on an individual basis, but I wanted to bring it to a bigger audience because I believe that indigos need to recognize themselves, and all feminine soul types need to recognize themselves to really bring forth the feminine qualities that the world is in so much need of.
So the people that come to you are also indigo souls then, and they find it challenging for a myriad of reasons that you mentioned earlier. It's hard to be highly sensitive and look at the way people treat each other on a daily basis and the values. And I can see how, I see that in my daughter. She's like, I don't get why people are mean. How can people be bullies? Like, it's so out of her realm of anything. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's a different perception, you know, that that clashes against the state of affairs that we see nowadays. But most of my clients are feminine souls. Some are indigos, and that's what also made me create this distinction and then discover this feminine masculine soul spectrum, is that I recognize indigos once I understood, you know, on a deeper level beyond the label, what it means to be an indigo, and then also saw that some souls are close to the indigo archetype, but they're not quite indigos. They're still more feminine. They're lacking some of those masculine qualities, and so most of my clients fall between those two categories. You know, like the feminine soul that is close to the indigo and the actual indigo, because we feel so disconnected, and we're always seeking, searching for our purpose, and we are awakening. All feminine souls are awakening to this calling of, who am I? What am I here to do? What is this all about? You know, what am I supposed to make things a little better? Because this is not possible. This is too much. We are destroying this beautiful planet. And younger generations like your daughter or mine are feeling that even more intensely, because they are more receptive and the world has become even more polarized, and they haven't had the chance to adjust like we have, right? It's all very intense right now for all of them. And they suffer from anxiety and depression and all sorts of things. And they have this big question mark saying, what is this about? What the information that you've given me doesn't match what I'm perceiving, and it still doesn't make sense. You know, what is this all about? It's a tough time for younger generations, for sure.
Well, that's why it's so nice that you have your wonderful book, The Indigo Journals, again, Spiritual Healing for Indigo Adults and Other Feminine Souls. We have about a minute and a half left. Can you just share one of the tools that people who are sensitive and have this indigo soul can use?
One of the most powerful and empowering tools that I've used for myself, and I always recommend my clients, is to anchor yourself in some creative endeavor. Mm. Because our nature is so creative. If you develop the discipline to anchor, you know, to really practice creative, and it could be anything that you enjoy, you know, it could be drawing, painting, dancing, music, anything that's creative, that connects you to that creative flow and allows you to forget about the world, immerse yourself in that. It kind of creates a space, an emotional space between yourself and the world that allows for more clarity, more intuition, more detachment to develop, which is what we need, because the world is so identified with the physical senses. We're always being pushed in that direction, but and when we do that, we kind of lose our center and we start feeling things very intensely because we're so receptive and getting really confused with the energies around us, you know. And so having something to anchor ourselves in that keeps us centered in who we are and connects us to our true nature, to our creative feminine nature, is, to me, essential for survival and to thrive in this world.
Oh, I think so, too. Yoel, I can't wait to have you back. Andrea is just going to absolutely love this interview and really want to learn more, and I want to learn more as well. In the meantime, tell us how people can find out more about you.
Sure. They can find the book on Amazon. It's The Indigo Journal, Spiritual Healing for Indigo Adults and Other Feminine Souls. It also has its own website, which is theindigojournals.com. And they can contact me and stay in touch with me through my newsletter at soulguidedcoach.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Naturally Savvy here on Radio MD. Stay well.